I'm sure that you've heard the story of the multitudes of starfish that were washed up and stranded on a beach one morning, and the little boy who was walking along the sand throwing them back into the ocean. A man passing by said, "That's not going to make much difference, son, with all of those." And the boy responded, "It will to those I throw back." Once you set your heart on prayer, you will really begin to experience two things: spiritual warfare and consistent answers. Satan cannot abide saints on their knees. Why? Because it is going to make a difference to someone. Because you are about to undo all the enemy's carefully laid plans as you seek the face of God in the Father, pray at the direction of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ the Son. The Godhead is involved in your prayer life. Now you may begin to see how vital it is that you spend time alone with God. How the strategy of the enemy is to keep you out of the throne room, to keep you from petitioning according to his will. Prayer is not an optional extra, it's the air you breathe. Paul enjoins us to pray without ceasing. "Can't do that, I've got a job to do." Granted, but who gave you that job? He wants you to be constantly and consciously aware of him, conscious of his presence with you throughout the day, all day, every day, through good days and bad days. He wants to raise your God consciousness so you can commune at any time with him, secretly in your heart, even in a room full of people. There is such a place in his heart set apart for you where you will discover the secrets of this secret place, if you will spend time there. How about it, beloved? You've got time for everything else. There in the secret place, you'll see your prayer answered all the time. You will join the Godhead as they smilingly reveal to you what you, yes you, have influenced by your simple glance upward, the movement of your heart towards them when you saw someone in trouble, the outbreathing of prayer for your fellow workers, the folk on the bus or the train, the nation. How about it, beloved? How about it? Like that mosquito, you are not too small to make a difference, and you might just throw some of those starfish back into the water.